Okay, Tov. Taste of Rashi for the morning. Pasuk describes what is perhaps the main event in this week's parasha, at least the most memorable event, which is the death of Nadav and Avihu. The Torah says, "Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, vatochalotam, vayamutu lifnei Hashem." After Nadav and Avihu bring the fire for the ketoret, so the fire burns them up. And the Torah describes how a fire comes out from before Hashem and eats them up, and they die before Hashem. Rashi comments, "Vateitze eish." Rabbi Eliezer omer lo meitu bnei Aaron ela yedei shahoru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is recorded as being that the reason that Nadav and Avihu died is because they taught a halacha, or at least they ruled on a halacha, namely the fact that they should bring an eish on the ketoret. The ish for the ketoret, in front of Moshe without asking him. Rabbi Shmuel omer, shtuya yayin nichnisa lemikdash. So the real reason that they died, Rabbi Shmuel says, is because they were drunk when they went in. Rashi comments, teida she'achar mitatan, he's here in the Torah, shali kantu shtuya yayin lemikdash. Mashal ha'melech she'ala ben bayit. Rashi comments, is Rabbi Shmuel's position is well understood, because right afterward, the first halacha that Moshe teaches after the death of Nadav and Avihu, and after they're taken out of the mikdash, and Aaron is consoled, is the fact that Kohanim are not allowed to be drunk when they're involved in the Avodah. Of course, the Midrash offers actually several reasons, six total reasons for the death of Nadav and Avihu. It adds on the fact that they were unmarried, the fact that they didn't have any children, the fact that they didn't even talk to each other about it, the idea that both of them brought the Eish was extremely strange. But Rashi only cites two reasons. One possible reason for that is because these are the only two that actually have a basis in the text itself. The fact that they brought it without asking Aaron and Moshe is obvious, because it doesn't record that they actually asked Aaron and Moshe. And also, furthermore, it says the Bnei Aaron, it just mentions them as Bnei Aaron is doing it. Hashem never asked them to do it. And number two, that right afterwards, the prohibition against drinking wine for a Kohen is mentioned. So those possibly, the reason that Rashi brings them is because they're Pshuto Shel Mikra, they can be related to the actual text itself. Yom Tov.